Hi, this is the Steve Barish Healing Hour, and we're here to give a wonderful healing to whoever wants to call in and share a lot of love and compassion and try to help you as much as we possibly can. So please don't hesitate to give us a call. We have an hour, and I'm willing to help you as much as I possibly can. We were on the Dr. Fred Bell show last night. I was filling in for him. And he was on vacation. He went away for a few days of well-needed rest, and I'm just about getting ready to do that myself in about a month. Evidently, what's happening now is the energy that's coming through is extremely, extremely powerful, and we need to accept it as much as we possibly can. So in order to accept that kind of energy that's coming in, there is a lot happening, and planet Nibiru is getting closer, planet X. There's a lot happening with the governments. There's a lot happening with flu shots. There's a lot happening with energies that are actually coming through from heaven, which are extremely powerful. And we need to accept that kind of energy to ward off the other things that are happening. So what we need to do is to keep our minds open as much as possible. If you have a nuclear receptor, I would suggest highly washing it once a day and just put it on wet. Let it go on wet. It will automatically dry by itself. You don't need to wipe it with a cloth, anything of that nature. And the reason I'm saying that is because the more natural you can let that dry by itself, the less contamination you have on it. So, the idea of the nuclear receptor and the projector, is to allow you to have tremendous growth. It will help you, the nuclear receptor, but that's not what I want to talk about right now. I think what we need to talk about is the energies that are coming in that are extremely powerful, and it will help us tremendously in terms of enabling us to be able to get through what we need to get through in terms of different things that are happening on the planet. The way to accept the energy, two words, let go. Very, very big words, very easy to do. We're going to go through it tonight, connecting to the universe, connecting to yourselves at a higher rate, getting in touch with the super consciousness of yourself, and to be able to get in touch with Big Steve, who I am, get in touch with a big person who you are, to get in touch with as much love and compassion as you possibly can, because there's so much of it available. What's happening is we have a tremendous amount of turmoil and a tremendous amount of chaos and a tremendous amount of doubt. If there's any way of controlling people, that's the way to control them, with fear, chaos, doubt. What we need to do is to move into a higher energy level than we've ever had before. We have the ability to do that. There's nothing wrong with it. It's easy to do. All we need to do is to let go. And I'll explain that to you as we're moving on into the new energies that are coming through. If you have doubt, if you have fear, a tremendous amount of fear with what's going on, we're going to allow a lot of that to go tonight. What we're going to do is have you call in, please, if you can. You've got the numbers in front of you. I think it's very important that you get in touch with people that want to, and we can do a tremendous amount of good in terms of bringing energy in from heaven. I can bring lights directly to you from heaven that is very strong. We've been doing a lot of work, Dr. Fred Bell and myself, in terms of bringing that energy in. And the super receptors and the projectors that we're using, I'm starting to find out with the projectors, the standalone projectors, I see a lot of light in the projectors. in the pyramids. And each pyramid has different kinds of knowledge. I'm starting to understand that even better and better. So in other words, the light that comes in from different energies, the energy sources, if I'm using the projectors in my room, which I do, I'm opening up to tremendous energies above the room and tremendous energies below the room. What we're doing is that we're opening up a vortex, and my vortex is about 5 miles high and 6 miles wide. I've got clients that get off on the expressway, which is about 6 miles from my front door, and they're able to feel that energy all the way from the expressway. So there's nothing that you can't do with these energies. All you need to do is to let go, let them go to work. This is a much higher power. It's a much more relative energy than we think in terms of it's all energy. It's all energy, and it's only good energy. There is no bad energy right now that's coming in other than what we're receiving from different people on the planet. Well, we're not going to get into that because I don't want to get myself into trouble over it. But what we need to do is to express our own expression. The way to do that is to get in touch with the heart and the mind and combine them together. What we need to do is open up the energies of the heart and the mind and combine them so they work in total order with yourselves. In other words, what I'm saying is that sometimes the mind will throw you off, but the heart will never throw you off. What you need to do is allow yourself to let go and let the heart take over and let it take over the mind. The mind will clear all by itself. You'll be in perfect order with the universe when you start letting go even more. So the idea of it is not to work so hard and make it difficult for yourself. The easiest way to deal with these new kind of energies is to let go and accept what's coming in from heaven. It's the easiest and most possible way that I know of in bringing energies down from heaven, opening up the energies from the center of the earth, and bringing those up to the core surface of the from the core and the surface of earth. We are the presence of God on earth. All the animals are the presence of God on earth. We have the ability to make changes which are holy for us. Every step that we make on this planet is holy ground. Everything that we do is holy ground. Every time we move is holy ground. So you have to realize that these energies that are coming in are extremely powerful. They are for our good. We have to realize that a lot of the energies that are coming in from heaven are only made to heal us. Now, when you start detoxifying, you're going to notice a lot of different things will happen. What we're going to do is make it a little easier for you, and so when you're detoxifying, not to get into a crazy space. What we'll do is keep you very centered and allow you to go through without having the fear or anxiety of starting to de-stress from detoxification. It can be done. All we need to do is focus. All we need to do is to let go, and it will be open to you very easily. God does not want things to be hard. God does not want things to be very, very tedious. What we need to do is allow the energies again to flow through us, allow us to be able to feel the energy of the universe, of God, of light, of his angels flowing through us. It's not difficult to do, believe me. It's not hard to do. It's not meant to be hard. It's not meant to be hurtful. It's not meant to be detoxifying to a level that's very uncomfortable for you. What we're going to do is open up to the energies of God, very directly. I've been teaching that for the last 6 months. I know that we have about 14 or 15 million people listening now. And so we've been able to make quite an imprint in the way of, in terms of energy, to be able to help you and to be able to show you that there's a tremendous amount of compassion and love that's coming through for us. So what we're going to do tonight is I'm bringing down three pillars of light from heaven, and they're around me right now, north, south, and the east. There's nothing coming down at the west at this particular moment, but there will be more energies flowing through, and that should be a lot of fun for you guys to be able to feel. I got to slow down so you'll understand what I'm talking about in terms of the projectors. Fred Bell has got projectors, and he has nuclear receptors. The nuclear receptor needs to be worn before you can get a projector. Very, very simple. The nuclear receptor will set your body up in terms of clearing the RNA and the DNA. It will help you with the atomic structure, and it will help you clear to a level that you'll be able to feel the difference in energies that should be able to help you tremendously. And it's the easiest way I know of making that change, other than actually getting involved with the energies themselves, which are opening up and being able to heal each other, it's not hard to do. It's really easy to do. So what we're going to do tonight, now these levels of energy, there's three of them. The pillars are around me right now. They're in front of me. What we're going to do is, if you call up, that energy will be sent over to you. It's being sent around the planet now. So what we're going to do is this. We're going to go into a meditative state. The people that are meditating with me, the people that are not meditating with me, will be able to feel these energies if they want to. Everything is free. You can either accept it or reject it. It doesn't matter to me what you want to do, other than if you want to be cleared, I'm more than happy to help you. And in that way, we can sort of grow together, which would be a wonderful thing to do. Now, the phone number that you can reach us at is 1-888-815-9756, and that's worldwide. They have tremendous amount of telephone lines coming into BBS Radio, so if you call, I'm very well sure that you'd be able to get through, and we will take one person at a time, and I'm more than happy to help you and to heal you and to open you up to be able to accept more light and help people around you to accept more light and love and to be able to help the planet tremendously. So that's what we do around here. We do a lot of love and light and compassion. So please, if you want to be healed, if there's something that we can help you with, that number again is 1-888-815-9756. There's a couple of people I want to say hello to. I want to say hello to Bob. He was with his mother today in downstate New York, and I hope that everything is doing well with him and his mom. He's a very dedicated son to his mother, and that's really wonderful to see. And he's got a wonderful lady friend who helps him, and that seems to work out very well. If we have the time, which we do, I'm going to go into a meditative state here with a lot of people. I can feel the consciousness of a lot of people attaching to the energies around me. That's it. I can feel the energy connecting to the heavenly energy. Those energies are going to you now. Just sit and just shut your eyes. You'll be able to feel the frequency of that energy going through you. That's it. It doesn't matter if it's one person or 5 million or 15 million. It does not matter. what matters is that it is, and it is working. I can feel the people that are with me that are going into a meditative state now, and it's starting to be able to heal you. You should be able to feel that energy flowing through you. If you have the ability to be able to feel or to be able to see, if you look up or if you don't want to look up, you'll see a bright light which is coming down through you and around you. You might get a little burning sensation in terms of turning red a little bit, and that's okay because the energy coming down from heaven is very clear and very pure. So all we need to do is to let go and let that energy come through you. That's all you need to do. It's not difficult to do. You need to trust yourselves. You need to open up and allow the universe and heaven to touch you in a much different way than you've ever been touched. What we're doing is that we're opening up heavenly energies to be able to heal you and to be able to keep you very directed on your path. Your path has been made, and it's very simplified. What we need to do, and it talks about it in the Torah or the five books of Moses and the New Testament. What you need to do is stay very directed and focused in front of you. Your path is made right in front of you. You don't need to turn to the left, and you don't need to turn to the right. All you need to do is walk straight forward. All the information that you want will be given to you right on your path. I'll try to explain to you. If you look at the tree of life, either look at it in the alphabetic, which is Hebraic, or you can look at it through numerology that you can understand. The tree of life, all the letters, and the letters of the Holy One, blessed be his name, are in the tree of life. And what you need to do is walk up the center path of the tree of life. And all you need to do is allow the other energies, which are the balls, the sferot, 12 of them, or 14, if you can see it clearly, to allow them to touch you and allow them to bring the knowledge and the wisdom of heaven to you. All you need to do is walk in the center path. All the other energies from the other sferot will touch you as you're walking up the center path. There's no reason to get off your path because, again, everything you need is right on your path. Everything will be given to you that you can handle right on your path. You'll never receive more than you can handle, and you'll never receive less than you can handle. It's absolutely perfect. All our gifts are gifts from heaven. Everybody on this planet has gifts. We can open up to those gifts. We can help everybody. We can help ourselves. We can help others with more compassion and love. If you feel the energies, you should be able to feel the energies flowing through you, and you should be becoming more grounded right now, as a matter of fact. You should be able to feel that energy flowing through you. You should be able to see the darkness coming out and the light coming in. So that's what's happening. There's millions of people involved now. So what we're doing is allowing those energies to flow. Again, let me try to explain. It doesn't matter if it's one person or 15 or 20 million people or 100 million people. It doesn't matter. God wants us to be balanced. He wants us to be equal. He wants us to have energies to be able to help each other as brothers and sisters to walk this planet with love and light and harmony. You should be able to feel the energies opening up inside of you. You should be able to feel even clearer. Your vision should be clearer right now, and also your peripheral vision should be opening up. If you have any flowers or any green in the house, or if you have green outside, of course, take a look at it. I think you'll see your colors will be brighter and sharper and cleaner. That's one of the gifts that we all can receive, is to be able to see and feel. What we need to do is get in touch more with our primal selves and not be too interested in watching so much television, but to be able to go in nature and to be able to see nature much clearer than we ever have before. The soul of a tree, the first time I saw the soul of a tree is right from the ground up. It's usually about 4 to 6 feet high. It looks just like us. The only difference is it's inside the tree. And if you hug the tree, you'll feel tremendous love from the tree. Nature only gives out love. And I'm not talking about lions or tigers or bears, oh my. I'm talking about trees and grass. I'm talking about everything that can grow, vegetables, everything that is grown from the ground. Believe me, there is so much love there. The eyes of trees, there's a big eye in every tree, and it actually looks at us as we're looking at the trees. And the grass has eyes. Flowers have eyes. We all have scents. They have scents. It's just really beautiful to understand that these energies are all around us. We need to open up to that energy to be able to feel and love what we see and what we can do. When I was being taught by a very wonderful lady, her name is Cecile. She is a very shamanic wisdom person. And she told me and taught me about taking stones and sitting around her beautiful home and the pond. And when the birds would come around, I had two little stones. And if they gave one chirp, you would put the stone and you would touch it once. If a bird gave out a song of three cheeps, what you would do is just take the stones and knock them together three times, and the birds would return that. So after about a half hour, I would have 20 or 30 birds just going to town, which were no more than 20 or 30 feet from me, and it was wonderful to see that kind of energy and to be able to understand that they can feel the wonderfulness of who we are. I remember, this is about 15 or 20 years ago, when I was going to school in Philadelphia at the Pennsylvania School of Muscle Therapy, when I became a massage therapist, muscle therapist. I would get up in the morning, and I am Jewish, and we would put on tefillin are boxes that go on the arm and go on our head. And it talks about the absolute unity of God. And when I would do that, I would say my prayers that were said 3,500 years ago by Moses. And the birds would be out the windows. And the sounds that they would make when I was doing my prayers were completely different than any other sound I've ever heard from a sparrow or a robin. It was the most beautiful sound I ever heard in my life in terms of listening to birds. So we do have the ability to touch into the universe. We have the abilities to be able to let go and let God come through and to be able to clear and to be able to feel things that most people wish that they could feel, and they can. The most beautiful part about it is we have that ability to feel. We have the ability to touch, and it's something that we really, really, really need to be able to do. And people that are not feeling well, people that might be depressed, or people that are deprived, or people that need a lot of love, we do that on this program. Whether they call in or whether they don't call in, we can get in touch with that energy and help people a lot. And that's what we want to do. There was a young lady who sent me a telegram saying she wanted to know if I do work over the lines. In other words, can she call me and be able to get healed? Yes, I can do that work over the phone. So if anybody needs that, don't hesitate to call me. I do have a phone number at home. It's 585 646-8321. I will talk to people. I will help you as much as I possibly can. There is a fee for it, but it's minimal, and I'm willing to help you as much as I possibly can in terms of putting you on the path and trying to show you how easy it is to stay on the path. If you want to feel some beautiful energies, what we can do tonight is very simple. This is what I've done for people in the past that have called. What we need to do is to breathe in the breath of God. So the easiest, the fastest way, the purest way that I've come through it, and I received this message from heaven, and I've been doing it ever since, and it seems to be helping a lot of people, is that I breathe energy through my mouth, and as I'm breathing in, I say, I breathe in the breath of God. That energy is gone through the body so fast, and it clears, and it brings in what you need instantaneously. So what can be done is that you can heal yourself very, very fast. And so what we need to do is to teach you that. As you're breathing in, bring in the energy just straight through you and say, I breathe in the breath of God. Do not control the energy. Let the energy go where it needs to go. Don't you try to focus the energy. Allow the energy to go where it needs to go. I believe God knows a lot more than we do about where the energy needs to flow. And that's the idea of letting go and becoming disciplined in your mind to clear you by letting yourself go and bringing in these wonderful energies and letting them go to work. So what we're going to do for a couple minutes is I breathe in the breath of God, if you want to say that, and then what we'll do is just breathe the energy in. You should be able to feel that tingling through your feet, your hands, and your head, and your gut. That's it. I breathe in the breath of God. That's it. Just allow that energy to flow through you. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Allow yourself to feel relaxed. Don't fight it. That feels so good. It's okay to get lost in this energy. It's okay to be able to feel love. It's okay to let go and to relax your body and your mind. I can feel some of you just totally relaxing right now. Allow that energy to flow through you. Let it go where it needs to go. Please do not focus the energy. Allow the energy to go where it needs to go. God knows better where it needs to go than we do. I breathe in the breath of God. You should be able to feel yourself really grounding, and you should be able to feel your energies opening up. It's really beautiful when you do that kind of work. It just feels so good. A lot of you that are listening and a lot of you that are focusing, you should be able to feel very, very focused right now. You should feel very, very grounded, because that's the way it feels to me. It feels like a lot of you guys are very grounded. It's just absolutely wonderful. If anybody wants to call in, it's 1-888-815-9756, and I'm more than happy to help you. And I know that your brothers and sisters out there would love to send you energy also. And it's just wonderful to know that we have the abilities to help each other tremendously, whether you're 50,000 miles away or 5 minutes away. We have the ability to change everything that we need to change almost instantaneously. We need to allow ourselves to relax. If you feel like falling asleep, hey, maybe that's what you need. Maybe that's the energy that God's sending you to allow you to sleep and rest and value it. love it. Be gentle with yourselves. I can't express that enough. We need to be gentle with ourselves. It's so important to allow that to happen. That's it. Just let the energy flow through you. Give yourself the abilities to let go. Give yourself the abilities to be touched by God, even more than what you're touched now. Let me explain to you how things work a little bit more. Whether you want it or not, you're receiving energy all the time. You can't shut it off. You can't slow it down. It's a gift. It's from heaven. You can either reject it or not reject it, but it's still going to come through you, no matter what you do. You can reject it, but it's still going to come through. What we need to do is just allow the energy to flow through us and not be upset with it, not be afraid with it. What we're doing... Hello? Hello?
Hi, Steve.
Hi, how are you?
The buzzing is on my phone.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
First off, could healing be applied to animals as well?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I have two kitty cats that need some healing.
Okay.
Are the kitty cats
around you now?
Yeah.
Okay. Do me a favor. I'm passing you energy over for your pussycats.
Yeah.
If you want to hold them a second, I think you'll hear them.
Yeah, I got one right now.
Good. I think you're going to feel them purring.
They're going to what?
Purr. Are you holding on to them
now?
Yeah,
he is purring.
Yes, absolutely. The energy is going through. You should be able to feel that energy coming through the top of your head and through your hands.
Yes, I've been feeling it since you started.
Wonderful. Wonderful. What you need to do is just let go and allow that energy to flow through them without any hesitation, without any reservation. Just let that energy flow through them. That's it.
Ooh, I can feel that.
Yes. They can feel it also. That's wonderful.
It's tingling all the way down from my head down into the kitty.
Absolutely. Energy is energy, no matter who it goes to or matter what it goes to. Energy is energy. Open up to more love. It's coming through to you. Open up to more compassion. That's it. Allow your heart to open up even more. I'm looking right into your heart. That's wonderful. How does that feel to you?
Oh, that feels great. My kitty cat's trying to walk away.
I bet. Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Not a problem. Let's put the pussycat down. I'm going to be working on you for a minute.
Yes, I may have a bit of a problem with diabetes, too,
yes.
Maybe.
Yes. What we're doing is opening up your heart now. You should be able to feel... Now, I'll tell you what you're feeling. You should be able to feel your heart and your mind open up together. In other words, what you're looking at... If you have the ability to be able to see energy, you should be able to see the energy from your heart to your mind open in the same distance. Can you feel that?
The only thing I can see energy is on my hands. I see
that's
an aura
fine.
Around the hands. But
that's fine. If that's
I'm trying
working,
to open up.
Everything else is working now. You should feel very, very grounded right now.
Yeah.
Good. Good. Now let's take a look at your diabetes here. Okay, you should be able to feel light coming through your heart right now. You should be able to see a very, very bright light coming down to you. Can you feel that?
Yeah, I can feel the light coming through me.
Good.
I can't see it yet, but I can
feel
it.
No, that's okay. That's okay. If you feel it, it's happening. What was your blood sugar level before you got on the phone? Do you know?
I have no idea. I went and got tested 6 years ago, but I had no diabetes 2 then, and then I got these couple of sores on my legs, and like the bone started to ache.
Yes.
Like in the shins.
Yes.
So I figured I had shin splints or something, but then I started getting this redness around the shins.
Right.
And then somebody said I possibly have diabetes too, and I haven't had my blood sugar checked. I've been losing weight like crazy.
Well, that's a good thing, because that'll help tremendously to heal your body. Now, a lot of times...
I have a lot more energy.
Yes, yes. How does it feel now? Do you feel more energized now?
Oh, yeah, I feel nice and warm.
Good. What you can do if you want is... do you swim at all?
No, I need to get the swimming. I've been trying to. It's just that I'm so busy trying to get work and to pay the bills and stuff.
Right.
My main focus is work, and it just seems that there's not enough work, but I'm changing that. I'm making that, and then I would love to get back into the pool.
Okay, well, we're sending you a lot of energy so you'll be able to find work. You should be able to feel that opening up your head even more right now.
Yeah.
You should be able to feel that right in the center of your head. Can you feel that?
Right in the very top.
That's right. That's exactly right.
It's dead
what
center.
What you need to do, okay, if I might make a suggestion, please. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Love yourself more.
Yes, I know. I've been working on that.
Okay.
That's years of listening to people saying, "Whoa, you're not worth this. You're not worth that. Go away. Don't be with us."
You are.
I've been hanging around a lot of good people that have been.
You are a child of God.
Absolutely.
You are His child. You're worthy of everything that comes to you in the good of God, in the good of God's graces. So I wouldn't even. Absolutely. You need to realize that you have the power to make anything happen in your life. You're connecting more to the universe as we speak right now. You should be able to feel more peripherally. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good.
There was also one other thing I did a few weeks back.
Yes.
There's a site called, I forget what the site is, Fire the Grid. Basically, there was a lot of energy coming in through heaven.
Yes.
And it was permeating the crystal beds of Earth.
Yes.
And then a whole bunch of us worldwide just sat and meditated and imagined different things helping to help heal the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, I do understand when you looked out the window for the looking at green, like the trees and whatnot, there's a green shimmer.
Yes.
It was a little bit brighter than normal. So.
Yes.
But I haven't seen a soul of a tree yet, like you were talking about, but I will concentrate more on that.
Right. What I would do is not worry about that right now. What I'm trying to do is explain to people that trees have souls.
Oh, yes.
Everything in life has a soul. We are the children of God. We are, everything is everything. Everything is energy. Anything that is living, walking, talking, or barking, or roaring, or whatever the case may be, has got a soul.
Absolutely.
And to think that we're the only ones walking around with souls is rather ridiculous.
Even Mother Earth and the bodies in heavens have souls.
Absolutely.
That I know already. Yeah.
Absolutely. If you concentrate enough, what we're going to do for you this evening is if you look down, look between your legs, at the bottom of your feet, you're going to see a white ball of light all the way down to the center of the Earth. Can you see that?
A little bit, not a whole lot.
That's okay. It's a beginning. What you want to do is just breathe that light in. Bring the energy down from heaven. Just feel that energy above you, and that will take your energy right down to the center of the earth.
Yeah.
You're right there already. What you need to do is just allow yourself to let go and feel all that
good.
Love from Mother Earth. There you go. Let that energy
that
go. Good. Let that earth, let that energy come right up from the center of the earth. Bring it up to the level of the earth in which we're standing. And enjoy that light, because what's happening now is that you're bringing
energy.
My body's
kind of vibrating a little bit, too.
Oh, yes, it is. What you're doing is that we are the living Ark of the Covenant. We are the actual living Ark of the Covenant.
Oh,
and
man, everybody's
going
to feel this. This is good.
Oh, yeah. Everybody that's living and listening to this program should be able to feel this energy and feel it from the center of the earth and from heaven above. I don't know why God's given me this gift to be able to do it, but I I'm sharing it. I'd love to do it. I try to put
it
as possible.
Thank God for giving this gift to you to show us.
Thank you. The idea of it is that whatever I do, you can do, if not even better than me. So allow it, just allow that to go through you. Allow yourself to feel the love that's coming down from heaven and the love that's coming from the earth. Earth is our mother.
Oh, absolutely. And
absolutely.
There's a huge crystallized iron core in there.
Yes. Yes. And
oh,
you should
man,
feel,
thank you.
You should feel an awful lot better.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Where are you calling from?
Can I ask where you're calling from?
Yeah, Winnipeg. My name is Everett.
Wonderful. Everett, my pleasure. Let me leave you with a little something. Hold your hand out like you're going to shake my hand.
Done.
Okay. What I'm going to do is pass energy from my hand into your hand. You might, just in your fingertips. Let me just give you some of it. Can you feel that now?
It's tingling.
Good. What I'm trying to show you is that the aura that people think
is the aura of consciousness.
Right. The aura is endless. It's eternal. It goes right to heaven. You don't have to think it's a foot away or 2 feet away, and we're thousands of miles away from each other, and you can feel it instantaneously.
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to show you is that it is endless.
Oh, that's good to know.
Absolutely endless. And we're all connected. We're all connected to that energy.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much.
You're
God
quite
bless
welcome.
You.
Have a wonderful evening, and I hope to talk to you again soon.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Bye.
Take care of yourself. God bless.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye. So what we're doing is that everybody that's listening, you can call your neighbors afterwards, you can call your relatives, you can call, if they're listening to the program, you should be able to feel that energy, or if they're not listening to the program, you should be able to make a contact with them like they've never felt before in their lives. And maybe you haven't felt this way in your life before either, but the idea of it is that there's so much energy and so much love and so much compassion that we need to realize how gifted we really are, how much love we have in us to be able to produce the kind of energy that God wants us to use. And that's the beautiful part of it. You are contacted by the universe. The universe is flowing through you now more than ever. What we're doing is opening up the heart and the mind and the rest of the body to be able to receive the energy that we need to be able to do the wonderful work that God wants us to do. It doesn't matter the religion. The religion doesn't matter. What matters is God, period. I think Buddha said it the best. There are many rivers leading to the same ocean. And I think it's fair to say that God loves variety. So I really believe that God loves variety of all kinds. And we need to open up to everybody. Whatever nationality you are, we are all children of God. It doesn't matter. What matters is that we love each other and share compassion with each other and make this world a much better place to live in. You have to remember that when you're out in the woods, and this happens to me a lot, it might happen to you now, is that when I'm walking in the woods, in the forest, I'm able to see the forest spirits which come out, and as soon as I get to a clearing, go back into the forest again. But to know that there's love out there that wants to help us, that's the beautiful part about it. Dr. Valerie Olmsted and myself and a good friend of hers were out in a place called Palmyra, New York. And it is the area we were walking in was the Joseph Smith Farm, and there was a place there called the Sacred Groves. And I was seeing a 500-foot cathedral in the Sacred Groves, and I can understand how a man could sit down and write a Bible there. It's just absolutely marvelous. But what I wanted to talk about is that... we were walking with Dr. Valerie. She also has a program on BBS here also. And what happened was that two men in black came up to her and were beautifully dressed, absolutely beautifully dressed. We were watching that, and about 2 or 3 minutes later, they walked at a knoll right in front of us about maybe 100 feet. And actually disappeared right in front of us. We knew that they were angels. And what happened was that we went back and started talking to Valerie. And I said, geez, you know, it's just about 2 or 3 minutes later, they were talking to us. Not talking to us, but actually disappeared right in front of us about 2 or 3 minutes later. And actually, it was a half hour later. We had lost all time. We had lost all factions of who we are. And that's the beautiful part of energy. When you're opened up, there's no time. There's no limit to time. It's just time. It's just timeless. It's just the universe. And the beautiful part about it is that when it happens so fast, and it happens so wonderfully. It's all love. It's all compassion. And we need to understand that we don't have to understand. That's the beautiful part about it. We don't have to look for the angels that disappeared. We just know it happened. It actually happened in front of us. That's the beautiful part about it. So what we need to do is to let go. Allow things to happen without any reservation. Allow it to happen with just opening up your mind and enjoying it and seeing things that we've never seen before. Just like the gentleman said, when he was looking outside, he saw a shimmer in front of him in terms of the greens being greener. And it happens. It happens very quickly. So the idea of it is to let go and let God come through, let the universe come through, let the energies come through that are cleared for you. You don't need to make this difficult. Do not try to control anything. By giving up control, a very important word for you, everything in the universe works in reverse. By giving up control, you gain control. By giving up control, you gain control. It's the idea of just letting go. I remember one time I was trying to control an issue, and what happened was the energy was coming in so fast that I was starting to walk backwards. And I went to my master and I said, I'm starting to walk backwards. What's going on? He says, you need to let go, because what's happening is that you're bringing the energies in so fast. is that you're not letting it go, and therefore you're walking backwards. It's just so fast, it's, you know, your body and your mind can't keep up with it. So I taught myself to let go, and of course I'm moving forward. But the idea of it is, be gentle with yourself. Don't try to rush anything. By rushing, you don't receive as much. But being gentle, you receive everything. Allow everything to flow through you. Again, things sometimes work in reverse. By rushing, you'll end up walking in reverse. By letting go, you'll walk forward. There's a lot of people out there that get stuck in that, and the idea of it is to let go. It's so simple. Do not try to control an issue. Allow God to go through you. Let him take over. Let him have the control, because that's the way it is. The better the healer, the closer to God you are. The idea of it is to let go. Value nothing. And what I mean by value nothing is that we need to understand that we don't have to understand. Allow the energies to flow through you without doing anything. Allow it to happen without any kind of help. That's what I'm talking about. Do yourself a big favor. Do everybody a big favor. Just learn to let go. It's very simple words. And be gentle. You don't have to work so hard at the energy. If you let go, the more energy it is that will flow through you. What we're doing is teaching you how to open up to the universe, allowing the toxins to leave, and allowing you to enjoy it at the same time, where you don't have to deal with all these toxins causing you all kinds of difficulties. You don't need to go through that. What you need to do is to let go. So please, I know that I'm saying let go a lot, but there's a lot to let go, and we need to allow that energy to flow through us, and it'll clear us automatically. You don't have to work hard at it. Well, it's already 6:55. I don't know how this flew by so fast, but it just went by so fast. I want to thank a couple people, if you don't mind. I want to thank you all for listening to me, and I hope that you all received a beautiful amount of energy, and you work with it as best you possibly can. Remember, I'm going to be here next weekend, God willing. Try to do the best that you can. Always be the best that you can be. You know, never take seconds. Always be first in terms of love. Allow yourself to breathe in who you are. If you allow yourself to breathe in who you are, if you take in the energy, I breathe in the breath of God, you will always be number one. And the reason I'm saying that is that with a lot of humility, you'll always be number one. You don't have to live with ego. You just have to live, which is even more important. So with all the love that I can muster up and send you, I love you all. Hopefully I will see you next weekend, God willing. I'll leave you with two Hebrew words, which are Baruch Hashem, which means blessed be his name. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.